This is the Sakamuli of the 13th of June 2026. Essence. Sweet children, the Father has come to extinguish the fire of vice that is burning the whole world and to make everyone cool. The rain of this knowledge makes you cool. Question. Which fire is burning the whole world? Answer. The fire of the vice of lust is burning the whole world. Everyone has become ugly by burning in the fire of lust. The Father is making them cool with the rain of this knowledge. Just as the earth becomes cool with rain, similarly, with the rain of this knowledge, you become cool for 21 births, and no type of fire remains. Even the elements become sato pradhan, and no heat is experienced. Om Shanti. In remembrance of whom are you spiritual children sitting? You are definitely sitting in remembrance of your spiritual father. We spirits are sitting in remembrance of our Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, so that our spiritual father can come and refresh us and make us cool, because Bharat has become burnt and almost destroyed by our sitting on the pyre of lust. People sing, come and extinguish the fire. What is it the fire of? The pyre of lust. When a fire is very fierce, people die in it. Bharat has been completely burnt away by this fire of the pyre of lust. This is why they remember the Father and call out to him to come and cool them down. There is coolness when there is rain. The earth becomes cool. This rain is of this knowledge. Only once does he come and make you so cool. He gives you so much that there is no eagerness for anything in the golden age. You have had this eagerness for half a cycle. Baba, come and cool us down. Purifier Father, come and make us cool. Bharat, that is the whole world, becomes cool with the rain of this knowledge. You become the masters of heaven. When a person dies, they say that he has gone to heaven. They simply sweeten their mouths by saying that. You know that heaven is now being established. Baba has now come. He is raining the rain of this knowledge on you. The effect of this coolness lasts for 21 births. There is no desire for rain or for anything else. It is constantly spring there. There is no type of sorrow there. Even the sun becomes sato pradhan. It never becomes too hot. You become the masters of the whole world. You are now slaves. People sing, I am your slave, I am your slave. They remember the Father. The Father says, I have now come as your servant to serve you. I serve you children. I come into this foreign, impure world in an impure body. There cannot be a single pure one in this impure world. The golden age is called pure and the iron age is called impure because all are vicious. Only the people of Bharat will understand this knowledge. Only those who have taken 84 births will listen to this knowledge. Only those who are to go to the golden and silver ages will come and become Brahmins, number-wise, according to the efforts they make. The Father has explained that you are now in the Brahmin clan and that you will then go into the deity clan. The Father comes to establish the Brahmin clan, that is, the Brahmin Dharma. Brahma establishes the Brahmin Dharma. You wouldn't say that the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, comes and converts Shudras into Brahmins without Brahma. This is your somersault. This is very easy. You know how this world cycle turns. They have removed the top knot of Brahmins and the image of Shiva Baba from the variety form image. They speak of deities, warriors, merchants and Shudras, and then Shudras to deities. So where did the Brahmins go? Brahmins sing salutations to the Brahmins who are to become deities. So where did the creation of Prajapita Brahma go at that time? The name of Prajapita Brahma is very well known. They have made so many mistakes in the images. There is no name or mention of the children of Prajapita Brahma. A teacher teaches in a school that is still a source of income. An aim and objective is definitely needed. You children understand that it is only by studying you receive a status. God enters this impure world and teaches impure ones. The Father says, I teach you children and purify you. Look how great the income is through this study. You create your fortune for half cycle. 21 generations has been remembered in Bharat. You are now receiving your unlimited inheritance from the unlimited Father for 21 births. A physical father only gives an inheritance of temporary happiness. You receive such an inheritance from this father that you won't experience any sorrow for generation after generation. There was unlimited happiness in Bharat. No one else has this knowledge in his or her intellect. The Father who gives this knowledge knows it, and those to whom he gives the knowledge know it. No one else knows it. His praise is also sung in the Granth, the Sikh scripture. The one incorporeal one. He is incorporeal and egoless. It is at this time that you understand the meaning of this. They simply sing that he is egoless. While being such a great authority, he doesn't have any ego. Here, even when people have a minor position, they are so intoxicated with that. That is the intoxication of a temporary status that I am so-and-so. You are now intoxicated with this spiritual study. You souls now understand that you have to become soul conscious. Only then will you be able to remember the Father. When your yoga with the Father breaks, you are shot by Maya and you wilt. If you continued to stay in remembrance, your mercury of happiness would continue to rise. When someone passes an important examination, he has great happiness. He feels that there is no higher study than that. You too know that there is no higher study than this. Lakshmi and Narayan must definitely have studied such a study in the past. They studied Raja Yoga, for that was how they became the Empress and Emperor. Raja Yoga is very well known. The Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, comes and teaches you Raja Yoga for heaven. People say they, Lakshmi and Narayan, must have performed such actions in their past, for that was how they became that. You know that you are studying to perform such actions in this birth that you will rule for your future 21 births and that you will be present in heaven. As are the king and queen, so are the subjects. It is a kingdom. The Father has come to establish a kingdom. You will then go and sustain it for 21 births. You have been experiencing sorrow for 63 births. All of that will finish. Bharat is called heaven. It is now hell. This world has changed so much. Where has that kingdom gone? You became impure when the kingdom of Ravan began. The Father says, you do not know your cycle of 84 births. This is now being explained to you children over and over again. You have been around the cycle of 84 births. This is now your final birth. You now have to claim your inheritance once again. You mustn't just go and sit in the land of liberation. You have all round parts. There are many who stay in the land of liberation from the golden age until the copper or iron age. They wouldn't say that the land of liberation is better than coming here. That is like a swarm of mosquitoes. They come and go. There is praise of human beings. To whom were those temples built? Are there any memorials to those who come at the end? None at all. Your memorial is so great. You play the maximum parts. It is when you finish your time of the reward and go on to the path of devotion that they then start to build temples in memory of you and Shiv Baba. Then the other religions come into existence. Their religions are then established. You know your own history and geography, and also those of all the other religions. This is the ladder of 84 births. It is in your intellects how you first go to heaven and then come down. You found friends and relatives with different names and forms in every birth. All of these parts are fixed in the drama beforehand. This is an unlimited drama that repeats identically. You know that you were deities who took 84 births and became Shudras. We are now once again becoming deities. People say that each soul is the Supreme Soul. In fact, this is what Hamso means. Deities going through the cycle. They then say that each soul is the supreme soul and that the supreme soul is in each soul. There is the difference of day and night. You now understand all of these things. You have now become Pandavas. The Kauravas and the Pandavas were brothers. You have now found the Father. Therefore, you have become Pandavas from Kauravas. The Father liberates you from sorrow, becomes your guide, and takes you back home. No one knows the home. They say that souls merge into the Brahm element. In that case, that could not be a home. One lives in a home. That is called the incorporeal world. You children now know how we incorporeal souls live in that incorporeal world like points. There is also the incorporeal tree there. This drama is predestined. The seed and the tree have to be known. It is called the tree of the variety of Dharma. This is the human world. Its seed is the Father. There are so many varieties. The features of those of each Dharma are different. Here too, no two faces are the same. This too is predestined in the drama. The duration of the tree of life is 5,000 years. Only the Father explains this. Human beings are actors who come here to play their parts. This is the stage. There are the sun, the moon, and the stars, etc. for light. They are not deities, they are just lights. However, they serve you, and this is why they're called deities. In fact, deities don't do any service. Only you children do service. The Father is the obedient servant. When children experience sorrow, the Father feels mercy. The Father has come to explain to you, I come to enable you children to claim your deity status once again. There are the stages of ascending and descending for everything. This old world is called Tamopradan, and that new world is called Satopradan. Everything becomes old from new. The soul says, this body too is impure in Tamopradan. In the Golden Age, both the souls and their bodies were Satopradan. They didn't eat your head. They didn't give you a headache. The soul has now received this knowledge. The soul has remembered that he takes 84 births. The Unlimited Father explains this secret. Only when they are in sorrow do they call out to the Father. O remover of sorrow, bestower of happiness, have mercy. Bharat was the happiest of all. There can be no land as pure as Bharat was. The Father is now filling the aprons of you children with the imperishable jewels of this knowledge. Have you ever seen such a father? He says, children, I have brought paradise as a gift for you children. You were residents of heaven and have now become impure residents of hell. Those who don't indulge in vice are called pure. In the golden age, they are completely viceless. At this time, they are completely vicious. The Father says, you too were completely viceless. You have now become completely vicious. You have to claim your completely viceless deity status by remembering the Father. Look how good this term is, Man Manabhav. Remember me, your Father, and you will become Sato Pradhan from Tamo Pradhan. I am the Almighty Authority. Remember me. Remembrance is called the fire of yoga, and it is in this that your sins are burnt away. You will then become pure. Acha. To you, sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance, and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bhaktada. The spiritual father says namaste to you, spiritual children. Essence, Bodharana, 1. Maintain the intoxication of this spiritual study. Become as egoless as the Father. Don't have any ego about your position, etc. 2. Fill your aprons with the jewels of this knowledge. Become completely viceless and attain the deity status. Never wilt. Blessing, may you keep yourself busy in both ways, physical and subtle, and become a victorious conqueror of Maya. Consider yourself to be a server. And keep yourself busy doing service with interest and enthusiasm, and Maya will not then take a chance. When you are free in your mind, in your intellect, and in your physical actions, Maya takes a chance. However, keep yourself happily busy by doing service in both ways, physical and subtle. And because of your happiness, Maya will not have the courage to oppose you. So be your own teacher and create a daily program to keep your intellect busy, and you will then become a victorious conqueror of Maya. Slogan, say with faith and intoxication, Baba is with me, and Maya will not then be able to come close to you. Abhyak signal, to remain constantly cheerful, be easy-natured and tolerant. Bhaktada wants to see simplicity, easiness and sweetness in the activity, faces, words, and actions of all you children. If, due to force or tiredness, your words are not even a little sweet, if your face isn't sweet but serious, you would not be said to be full of all virtues. No matter what the circumstances are, Whatever your virtues are, let them emerge. Just as Bhakti is, let the same virtues, task, words and thoughts be experienced through you. Let it emerge from everyone's lips. This one appears to be the same as Bhakti. Om Shanti.